Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If Jesus Christ were sinless, as the Bible specifically and emphatically teaches, why did he need to be baptized? According to the Apostle Peter, baptism is for or unto or in order to the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. Ananias obeyed the Lord's command to preach to a penitent believer by the name of Saul. He said to Saul, "And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. Jesus Christ did not have any sins which needed remitting or washing away. So why was he baptized? The answer to that question could hardly be any plainer. When Jesus came to John the Baptist asking to be baptized, John forbade him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" My friends, here is the answer we need to our question. Why did Christ have to be baptized? Jesus said to John, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness." And he suffered him. Matthew 3:13-15. The Hebrew writer says concerning Jesus, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points like as we are, yet without sin." Hebrews 4:15. Even though Christ did not sin, yet he constantly strove to do the will of God, and it was God's will that he be baptized. Our Lord's attitude toward the will of his heavenly Father should be an example to all who claim to own him as Lord. On one occasion, Jesus said to his disciples, "My meat is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work." John 4:34. Jesus also said, "He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things which please him." John 8:29. In the very next chapter of John, Jesus expressed his unwavering commitment to the will of God. "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, for the night comes when no man can work." John 9:4. Jesus said to John the Baptist, "Thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness." Matthew 3:15. Have you ever stopped to analyze the meaning of the expression, "fulfill all righteousness"? The word rendered "fulfill" means to fill full, in other words, to completely do the will of God from the heart. I've already indicated that Jesus always did that. Whatever the Father wanted him to do, he always did it, exactly as the Father wanted it. Even if it meant, and it did, dying on the cross for the remission of the sins of the world. The word righteousness causes many theologians a great amount of trouble. They want it to mean what Christ does for us. And obviously, we could not be righteous without Christ's death for our sins. But nobody is righteous just because of Christ's atoning death. Peter's sermon at the house of Cornelius ought to establish that truth in the minds of all Bible students. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he who fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him." Acts 10:34-35. According to the inspired Apostle Peter, how do Jews and Gentiles become righteous? They work righteousness. Does that mean that they can do righteousness without God's gracious arrangement for our salvation? Absolutely not. But we must do the will of God if we want to be righteous in his sight. We thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.